Julian, what is this all about? You call me in the middle of the night, and now I'm in the darkest part of Central Park, and I have a chisel. What else would you like me to do?
I would like you to do that thing you used to do with your tongue.
I would, too.
Ah, force field.
What are we going to do about it?
That's what I called you for.
You want me to chisel at the force field? I don't think that's how force fields work.
No. Look, I was thinking about Tad.
Where is he, anyway?
Urban Outfitters is having a big sale. He's at work all night doing inventory. What does Tad want more than anything?
Power?
No.
Money? Your soul? No slip hairpins?
So as you know, Tad and I spent a lot of time together. We got pretty close.
Did you get drunk and canoodle on the futon?
No. The point is, I got to know him pretty well. And the thing about Tad is that I think he just wants love.
He's evil because he wants love?
I mean, yeah, kinda. He really wanted to be friends and hang out. It was definitely the most important thing to him. And then he wanted to be with you. I think he's just really lonely. He wants connection. But he doesn't know how to love himself. So I was thinking, I'm going to modify the statue and make Love's First Kiss a little more tailored to our friend's needs.
But isn't the statue being unveiled tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. And that's why I need your help.
What do you need me to do?
I need your help chiseling the statue that will break the devil's heart open.
You're going to kill Tad? Here for it.
No. I'm going to help him grow. I learned to love.
Aww.
Ugh. Force field!
Sorry, okay, so. Okay. How are you going to break his heart open? His tiny, shriveled, black heart?
By being seen. We're gonna do some alterations on the statue, and I need your help to finish it. Here are the directions.
Aww, I like that you think I can read chiseling directions. I don't know. You think this is gonna work?
Remember when we first met, and you snuck me into that college museum one night and showed me all the paintings?
I had to give a lot of security guards donuts.
You showed me a world that I could have never imagined. You introduced me to so many things.
Some things we can only do without a force field.
I saw a place for myself doing something I loved, with someone I loved.
And you think art can do that for Tad?
That's what art is for. We save his soul to save mine. Plus, if it doesn't work, we're no worse off than we were. What could he possibly do?
Turn the force field into fire?
Do me a favor and don't mention that idea to him. Now let's get going up the scaffolding. Race to the top.
Good morning, Bro Collini. Oh, you look terrible. Did you sleep at all last night?
Nope.
Up all night, getting an STI. That's what I call hooking up, by the way. High five.
I'm not gonna high five you.
Because you're so high up on the scaffolding. Got it. Why are you hiding the statue behind a targ? I'll come to you.
No, stay there. I'm hiding the statue behind a tarp so the audience can be surprised. Look around. The dedication is today. The mayor will be here any minute.
Oh, that's why you need the tarp. Because you're embarrassed about the statue.
I know people have seen the statue on the posters all over town.
You're welcome.
But the 3D, 100-foot tall version is another story. It's permanent.
Julian, I know I'm the devil and all, but I do have good taste. You're a great artist. The statue couldn't be better unless you cut my arms off. That was a Venus de Milo reference, by the way.
Yeah. I got that.
I suppose you want to be alone with your work?
Not at all. Hang out.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. I'd love to have you here, as long as you stay on your side of the tarp.
Well, can I see what's back there?
Not until the big reveal, which will be any minute.
Is it Marissa's real nose?
No.
Is it your real nose hair?
I don't have... Ted, not cool.
Nah, I didn't do it. That's just life.
My nostrils feel like my grandfather's ears.
What are you doing to the statue now?
Not telling.
Excuse me up there. Is that you, Mr. Saldinger?
Yes. Hello, Mayor. You're here. Is it reveal time already? I'll be right down. How do I look?
Aside from the fact you haven't slept and your nose looks like an 80s centerfold?
Yes.
Terrible. Let's get you a better suit.
Powder blue tux? I can't tell if this is because you love me or hate me.
Yes, bro.
Welcome, welcome. We're so very excited, made blessed, to have the voice of a generation and the chisel of an era, bringing his fine talent to New York's own Central Park in his first installation. May I present Julian Saldinger with a few words about love's first kiss. Oh, whoops!
Tripping people never gets old.
Thank you, everyone. You know, when I was approached to bring Love's First Kiss to Central Park, I was concerned. As many of you know, the original statue featured my now ex-girlfriend, Marissa. I was fortunate enough to fall in love with an amazing woman, but it did not work out the way I thought it would. But in the grieving process, I found a friend whose love will last a lifetime and beyond. And I can only hope he feels as loved and supported as I do when we're together.
He? Who's that jerk, Cole? How dare he try to steal my spot?
So without further ado, I reveal to you my newest statue, which I've renamed Love's First Embrace.
Who is that?
It's you.
What do you mean it's me?
Well, technically it's us. You and me, hugging. Do you like it?
No, I don't like it.
Because you love it?
No.
No?
No, no.
Oh. Why not?
Are you trying to get out of our deal by messing up this assignment again? This is so disappointing.
That's not it at all. I meant everything I said. This is still a sculpture about love. Just a different type of love.
I thought you said you were straight.
Not that. Our friendship. You've been a real friend to me, Dad.
I have?
Yeah. I've been going through some hard times. Most admittedly that you had a hand in.
Thank you.
You're a good friend. And you're fun to hang out with. I love you, Dad.
You do?
Yeah, I do. You're my Bromeo.
I am?
Yes, of course.
But what will everyone else think?
About two men being friends? It's a little tame, but they'll handle it.
So, about the sculpture? About us? About me?
They're gonna love it. And you.
What if they don't?
I don't think that's gonna happen.
No one likes me when they find out who I am.
Yes, they do. I do.
Only after I tricked you.
I like you despite the fact that you tricked me. Trust me, you just have to be yourself.
So, tail out?
Not that much yourself. Just go out there. Be your charming self and...
steal their souls.
Yeah, maybe I should go with you.
Those buns. Perfection. The butt ones and that ones.
See?
Wow, that is real friendship.
I can feel how much those guys really like each other.
Julian, this sculpture is terrific. Even better than the original. Is this the man who inspired it?
Yes, it is. Mayor, may I present my friend, Tad Bonaventure.
Pleased to meet you, Tad. May I shake your hand? Ouch!
No, sorry. Occupational hazard.
You two look so close, so real, so handsome.
Tell us how you first met. Was it romance at first sight?
I would sell my soul to be in someone's statue.
Sell your soul, you say?
I think it's safe to say they like it, Ted. And you.
What is this burning feeling? Is it adoration?
A little bit.
Wait a minute. It's love.
Mr. Ted, I'd love to hear your backstory. Can I buy you a coffee?
Oh, yes. Burnt and cold, please.
I'm coming too.
Do you have room for one more?
Hell yes, I do. Hold up a minute. I'll be right there. You're good on your own, right?
I'm fine. Go get those sold.
Did I miss it?
Marissa, you're here.
Sorry I'm late. Mr. Whiskers finally flew back in, and I had to weigh him down so I could feed him. How did it all work out?
Tad!
Is this what JC felt like? Somebody give me a crown of thorns, baby!
It really is a beautiful statue.
Thanks. Yeah, it means a lot.
You really capture his sneaky charm. And his ripped pecs? Mostly his pecs.
Thank you?
Can I feel them?
Okay, I'm leaving.
Can't help it. He's so... so...
ridiculous, overbearing, needy.
And so many more things. So he really didn't say anything about your soul?
Nope.
Maybe he's still thinking about it?
It was a long shot. I haven't seen him in hours. It's over. But you know what? Tonight's a celebration. Let that be enough.
Enough?
Enough.
I never thought I'd hear that from you.
I'm sorry too, you know? About everything.
I know.
Dance with me?
How? Force field, remember?
6 feet apart we'll have to do. Leave room for the unholy ghost.
Whoops.
This isn't bad. Ow!
Sorry.
It's okay. On the count of three, everyone twirl. One, two, three.
Hello, lovers.
Hi, Tad.
Hey.
Marissa, I hope there are no hard feelings about no longer being the star of Julian's statue.
Not at all.
Or his heart.
Not at all.
I mean, what can I say? I outshone you. Sometimes the best demon wins.
I'll let you two talk to each other while I get literally any drink at the open bar.
That's very mature of her to be here and not even try to burn the statue down.
Don't be a jealous ex. Look at everything you have. All these people here love you.
Statue me or me?
Both.
No, they just like your work.
I think it's safe to say you know enough about art and artists to know that a good inspiration can make all the difference.
Did you really mean all the things you said before?
Yes, Tad, I did. You stood by me during a dark time. You made things fun when I didn't think they could be anymore.
Oh, that's easy. What's not to love about previously starving, always smelly artists?
I didn't make it easy for you, but you wouldn't be discouraged.
It was really hard to source that bus.
I'm not just talking about the breakup. I'd gotten so caught up in commercial success that I guess I lost all perspective on what mattered. But you helped me find that again, Tad. You helped me find myself again.
So, would you say that I'm your muse?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Oh, so much better than an agent. A muse.
And a true friend.
The true friends want the best for each other, right?
That sounds right.
Damn it. That's what I thought.
What's wrong?
I don't know if hell is right for you. And we're true friends, so now I'm stuck. You're pretty delicate.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Be right back. Meet me on the top of the sculpture when everyone's gone. Thank you for staying after the show.
Of course. Sitting on top of a 100-foot statue that I fell off of and almost died just a few days ago. Yeah, seemed like a fun invitation.
We do have good times.
Actually, yeah, we do.
I've been thinking. We've been through a lot.
Selling my soul? Ruining my relationship? No, falling / getting pushed off this statue? Almost dying? Becoming a world-famous artist? Am I going to fall off this and die for real now?
Nope. I just like the view.
It really is nice. You can see the water. You can see the skyline.
And you can see everyone fall down the stairs of the 36th Street Station.
Huh. I guess you can.
Anyway, this felt like the most private place. And we need to talk.
What? Are you breaking up with me?
I mean, kinda. I think we should see other people.
Holy crap. You are breaking up with me.
I've recently learned something entirely on my own. That there is nothing more beautiful, besides causing other people pain, obviously, than love.
Wow. That sounds pretty amazing.
It is incredible. And I hate it.
Excuse me?
Oh, all the love, all the support, all the not tripping people. I appreciate you like that crap. But it's not me, buddy.
What are you talking about? Why do you spend so much time with me?
Don't get me wrong. I love spending time with you, but I can't commit to you for an eternity.
So, what does this mean?
It means I'm going to let you out of your deal. You get your soul back.
That's fantastic. But why do I feel sad?
I still want to be friends. We can still hang out, just on Earth, with an end date.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not guaranteeing you won't go to hell, mind you. But if you do, it probably won't be because of me.
Is it weird if I say I'm a little sad about it?
I am too. Do you want me to change my mind?
Nope. No. I'm good.
Hey, Tad! Our souls are ready!
We want to see your town!
I better go.
Hey, Marissa, there you are.
What happened with Tad?
This happened.
Ow! What the?
Ow!
Psych! Sorry, I just couldn't resist. Okay. Now, I'm getting rid of the force field for real. You may now kiss the Marissa.
I love you, Julian.
I love you, Marissa.
Oh, I love you both too. Anybody need some forked tongue in there?
No!
No!
You're lost.
I guess my parents are getting back together. So Marissa, what about us? Are we getting back together?